Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour two of the Thursday edition, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. So coming up, still, we've got some parents, some more angry parents. Last hour was angry parents about their kids going to a field trip and seeing a penis on a statue, allegedly. And this hour, it's going to be angry parents about witchcraft. We've got to protect the children. We'll get to that. But first, I want to talk about pot, medical marijuana. There's some news out of California, and we're going to get to that in a moment. But first, I want to feature a little bit of audio. And it's rare that we actually play audio on Free Talk Live, but when I was watching the episode of Weeds this week on Showtime's fantastic drama, I guess it's a comedy drama series, fictional television show, Weeds. I've raved about it on the show before. I was actually applauding and cheering at this particular episode. There was a scene that was so good. It may be one of the best scenes that I've ever seen on television. I mean, I thought it was so good I wanted to bring it here so I could play it for you guys. Just so you can know exactly, I mean, if you don't have Showtime, if you've never seen this program, I highly recommend that you go out, buy the DVD set of the first season, check it out online if you get a chance. That way maybe you can get a taste for it, see if you like it. But this was just an amazing scene. Just to set the scene for you, one of the characters has been elected to selectman or, I guess, county commissioner, city commissioner for this perfect little town called Agrestic, which is where the entire show takes place. It's kind of like this California city with a bunch of rich people living in it, upper middle class rich people living in it. Mm-hmm. Everything's very pretty around Agrestic. So this woman was elected to town council, and she has a plan. She wants Agrestic to be a drug-free community. And so, again, this is the show Weeds, which is about a suburban mom who's a weed dealer. And so this woman who is now elected to city council actually knows the suburban mom who's a weed dealer, but she doesn't know that she is a weed dealer. So things are probably going to get interesting after this episode, but she actually goes to the local school, the middle school, to announce her plans for the drug-free neighborhoods or for the drug-free Agrestic, and that's where we pick up the audio from the show.
Boys and girls, let's all put on our listening ears and settle down. That's been it. Now, I'd like to welcome today's special guest speaker, Councilwoman Hodes.
The best part about Weeds is that it is an unpredictable show. A lot of television, you can sit there and watch, and you can actually guess at what the dialogue's going to
be. Yeah, absolutely. Well, if they intend it that way.
This show, it takes twists and turns that you don't expect, but at the same time are very realistic in the way that they pull it off. It's just an amazing program. Let's continue.
Well, hello, junior citizens of Agrestic. I am Councilwoman Hodes, and I am here today at our top-ranked grammar school to make a very special announcement. Beginning next week, all of Agrestic will become a drug-free zone.
Now, at that point, only the principal, the bureaucrat, was applauding. So it was her and the principal that were applauding. She's in a...
What grade are these kids?
She's in a room full of what I would guess are about 11 or 12-year-olds. And as she continues here, the looks on the kids' faces are just... They feel sorry for her. They are looking embarrassed for her. Awkward
okay.
Silences.
You know how penguins march 70 miles to get where they're going? Well, drugs are like penguins. They march from the ghetto to the suburbs. Now, to end this migration, I will be installing surveillance cameras and drug-free zone signs throughout Agrestic. I invite you to bring your parents to the unveiling of our first surveillance camera tomorrow at the corner of Hillside and Harper Drives, right across from what will soon no longer be the dog park. 4 p.m. And now, I would like to introduce a very special guest who has an important message for you all. Sober the Sasquatch.
Arr! Arr! Frogs are wrong! Arr! I'm putting my big foot down on frogs! My big foot!
This is not a game, people. Yes, Shane.
Now, Shane is the son of the weed dealer, the main character of the show. Shane is the young son of her.
Point of order, why cameras?
Good question. Because people behave better when they know they're being watched.
What about our rights to privacy?
Well, there are more important things than rights to privacy. I know.
I think you're turning Agrestic into a police state.
Yeah.
Now, if you thought that was great, and I thought that was great when I saw it, I totally didn't expect that to happen.
I like Sober the Sasquatch.
Yeah, it was very funny. It's her little friend, this little fat friend that she has that sort of trails around with her, and she sort of came out in this silly outfit, and the kids all laughed at her. But I totally didn't expect this kid to stand up and just take her to task like that, and especially come out and say it like it is. I mean, you're turning our city into a police state. Out of the mouths of babes, right? Let's continue. It gets better.
I've seen you drunk at my house.
I beg your pardon?
Not like the drunken homeless penguins in the ghetto, but I've definitely seen you drunk.
Well, that's quite enough, Shane. You can sit down.
Isn't being drunk just like being on drugs? Isn't alcohol a drug? You do drugs. You do. You do drugs.
Drugs are wrong!
The councilwoman also likes to feed an Indian.
That was her daughter, who also was in the same room. So, just adding a little bit in there.
Christ, go.
Best show ever. I mean, can you ever see something like that on broadcast television? What a fantastic scene. The kid confronts her in front of the entire class, which already was just tired of being there, and essentially outs her as a drug addict. Right there after she had given a speech about turning the entire community into a drug-free zone. I was cheering after watching that scene. It's just fantastic programming. I just had to share that with you.
I want a Sober the Sasquatch outfit.
You didn't even see the outfit. You don't even know what it looks like.
Sounds good.
So there you go.
Probably got a lot of hair.
So there you go. Weeds, it's on Showtime. Show.com is their website. So there's your excerpt, which I just thought had to be shared because it's just, man, if only more people could experience programming like that. I wonder how many kids of that age really do realize that it's all a bunch of crap. The dare thing and all the lies that they're being told. How many kids at that age? I mean, obviously, I think it was a little unrealistic as far as their response. But really, I mean, how many 11- or 12-year-olds are clued in like that? I wonder.
I don't know. They have the, I remember the coppers came to my church. I don't think we did this stuff at school, at the Christian school that I went to. But I remember they came to the church and they showed us all kinds of drugs. These are drugs, kids. And,
right.
I still don't know what a barbiturate is. I mean, just don't know.
Are those the reds or the blues?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But they showed all this stuff to us. And, you know, I guess I was mildly interested. There's that stuff and that stuff.
Yeah.
But, hey, it didn't mean anything to me.
You're turning our community into a police state. Awesome. 800-259-9231. Well, back to reality. Anthony Gregory and LouRockwell.com. Medical marijuana on Tuesday. Drug Enforcement Administration agents swooped down upon the premier medical marijuana club in California's Bay Area, targeting its dispensary and 7 ancillary locations in San Francisco and Oakland. By destroying and confiscating property, seizing medical records, pummeling ATM machines with sledgehammers, and jailing 15 people, the federal agency hopes to teach a lesson, not just to medicinal pot users, but to all Americans. This area, as all areas in the country, belongs to the federal government. More coming back, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 5th, 2006. Gold opened at $573.80, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $605.44. Again, that's $605.44 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island, a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free. Updates included. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you get on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. Talking about medical marijuana, apparently there's been some more busts going on out in California. Anthony Gregory at LouRockwell.com reporting on it. The press says that the DEA seized 13,000 plants. Now, they raided the top medical marijuana club in California's Bay Area, targeting its main dispensary as well as seven ancillary locations. So this was a huge raid, Mark. I mean, this is tremendous.
It sounds like it.
They smashed in ATM machines with sledgehammers, seized medical records, destroyed and confiscated property, and jailed 15 people.
Hold on. Why are they? How can they confiscate medical records? Why are
they
destroying
the DEA?
People's ATM machines?
They are the DEA, and they are in charge. They own you. This is the federal government, and they are proving that there is no such thing as states' rights anymore. That's why. Because they can't. The press says the DEA seized 13,000 plants, but don't let that number mislead you. Many of the plants these locations carry are barely sprouted and intended for sale to patients in order for them to grow on their own. And besides, even if they had seized 10 times as many plants, the issue at stake here is clear. The power of Washington, D.C. to push around individuals and localities with its sheer tax-funded might. And I'd like to add in here that, you know, if people would just stand up like Shane, the fictional character, did in Weeds from the audio that we played earlier, if just one person in a room full of people would stand up and speak their mind, and we would take that and multiply it out times all the people that really do care about these issues, then maybe we'd actually have a chance of fighting back against this. But as long as people let these marijuana dispensaries get shut down one after another and not do anything about it but sit around and shrug their shoulders and say, boy, I'm sure glad I did. I wasn't running that shop. As long as people just keep sitting back and watching this stuff happen, Washington, D.C. will continue to get away with it.
Well, standing up to these DEA agents as they're storming in and with their SWAT team uniforms and their masks over their face with their MP5s, the little submachine guns drawn, it's probably a good way to get the butt of a rifle jammed in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, I didn't suggest standing up against them at that precise moment, but just in general. In 1996, California voters approved a sweeping medical marijuana initiative, Proposition 215, which established a list of accepted medical conditions to be treated with marijuana. Even after the state attorney general had used his official capacity on the taxpayers' dime to lobby against it, claiming it would lead to the decriminalization of the plant for recreational as well as medical purposes. Boy, we can't have that now, can we?
Dear God.
The voters sided with the measure. Whatever we might think about such state and local regulations, the marijuana clubs have been at pains to follow them accurately. This makes little difference to the feds. The drug war knows no bounds. National laws, even ones that Congress has no authority under Article 1, Section 8 to pass, even ones that are outright barred by the 10th Amendment's reservation of unenumerated powers to the states, trump state and local law, to say nothing of individual liberty in this day and age. See, the original idea was that the Constitution was only supposed to outline the very bare minimum of functions for the federal government. Like, okay, you can do this, postal roads, and you can do this, have a navy, and you can do these other functions as well. But that's it. Anything that we did not outline here in this Constitution shall be reserved to the individuals or the states. It's the 9th and 10th Amendments. I see you have them there.
The enumeration of enumeration of the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people.
That's right. That essentially means we're going to do what this document says, and that's about it. Outside of that, it's up to the states. Now, of course, that's all been shoveled under the bus at this point. It's all over and done with. The 9th and 10th Amendments have been nullified just by simply by the fact that they've just been ignored over the years.
Yeah, I just ignore it long enough, it will go away.
Well, consider another atrocity. In 2002, the feds busted author Ed Rosenthal for growing marijuana, which he'd been growing on behalf of the city of Oakland. They then disallowed the admission of evidence that what he had been doing was for medical purposes and under the auspices of the city.
So they didn't even let them prove that, let him show that it was for medical purposes and that it was for the city.
It's
just that he was growing.
No, it's typical of them. Because the federal government doesn't care about the local laws. They don't care that what he was doing was completely legal in the city of Oakland. And in fact, they're going to do everything they can to exclude that information from the trial. That way the jury won't even know about it, I guess, if there was a jury in this case. And that way they can just railroad this man into prison. They disallow the admission of evidence upon convicting him under these false pretenses and then discovering the truth. A majority of the jurors renounced, okay, there were jurors, renounced their own verdict at a press conference. So they convicted the guy because the feds pretty much ordered them to. You know how they do it. When the judge gives you the orders at the end of the trial, well, you have to judge this man based on the preponderance of evidence and blah, 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 blah. So they didn't even get to see all the evidence. After they got done with the trial, they were shown the truth, the fact that this guy was doing something completely legal. They recanted their decision at a press conference. Thankfully, he only got a day-long sentence from a sympathetic judge, but outrageously, the federal government appealed it. The Supreme Court had a chance to review the constitutionality of such pharmacological national socialism back in June of 2005 and totally blew it. Even though it should be obvious that this is not properly a federal matter, the five liberals on the court decided that ruling in favor of states' rights and federalism might jeopardize all their beloved federal welfare state programs erected during the New Deal and the Great Society. So they decided to side with the government, jackboots and all, rather than decentralism and the rights of the sick to medicate themselves. Even strict constructionist Antonin Scalia, a rabid drug warrior, also upheld the national police state. The federal crusade against marijuana hasn't been limited to just California. The White House's drug czar has illegally used tax dollars to campaign against medical marijuana initiatives in both Montana and Vermont in 2004 and Rhode Island earlier this year. Just recently, the feds descended upon Nevada to combat an initiative that would altogether decriminalize marijuana for adults, and that's coming to a vote this November. And we're going to let you know, of course, what happens with that. Not only do they use our money to enforce laws against our own local sentiments, they use it to try to influence the outcome of local elections. If this is not enough of a reason to stop funding these fools, I mean, beyond all the war and the torture and everything else, there's one more reason right here. They're taking your money and using it against you and what you believe. Why are you allowing them to continue taking your money from you? The federal government has increasingly come to regard anything having to do with drugs to be in its sole jurisdiction. It has poisoned marijuana abroad, financed anti-drug regimes, and even brutal and murderous ones, and strong-armed other nations, most recently Mexico, to prevent them from liberalizing drug laws. Remember, earlier this year, Mexico was talking about making it legal for personal possession of drugs.
Right, you can't even run your own country without the United States stepping in and telling you how to do it.
It's sick stuff. More coming up. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself.
Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We got live streams there for you, a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both await you. They're both totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. Talking about medical marijuana, the DEA continues to disrespect states' rights. And, in fact, the Supreme Court's behind them on it. So they've got the blessing of the Supreme Court saying, go out and who cares about what the laws in those states say? Who cares about California's medicinal marijuana law, which was passed a decade ago at this point, by a significant majority of the California people. Doesn't matter what they think. Doesn't matter. We're the feds. We're in charge. We're going to do whatever the F we want to do.
It's disgusting.
That's what's going on. And a little bit more here from Anthony Gregory, LouRockwell.com. We'll take your calls about anything, of course, at 800-259-9231. He says, as for medical marijuana itself, actually, the federal government has come increasingly to regard anything having to do with drugs to be in its sole jurisdiction. It's poisoned marijuana abroad, financed anti-drug regimes, even brutal and murderous ones, and strong-armed other nations, most recently Mexico, to prevent them from liberalizing drug laws. As for medicinal marijuana itself, the plant has been used medicinally in numerous cultures for thousands of years.
Of course it has.
According to laboratory studies with rodents, it's one of the safest intoxicants known to man, and takes an estimated 40,000 doses to kill a human. And he means at once.
Right.
He means 40,000 doses, like, within an hour, compared to 5 or 10 doses of alcohol. It acts on cannabinoid translation. You can't overdose on marijuana.
Just can't be done.
You just can't. You're going to go to sleep before you even come close. I mean, you're not even going to get to 100 doses before you fall asleep. It acts on cannabinoid receptors in the brain, almost none of which are in the brain stem, which helps to explain its negligible lethality. It treats nausea, pain, glaucoma, and some of the nasty side effects of cancer and AIDS medications. In fact, there's a new story out today that says that marijuana may actually help fight Alzheimer's disease, believe it or not. In the case of some sick people, it's the only known drug that will really help.
And people say that it makes you forget things.
Alzheimer's
patients have problems forgetting things already.
There are some objections. One is that it must be smoked and therefore can't be good for you. Another is that federally approved Marinol, a synthesized THC pill, is available for those who really need it. Well, Marinol doesn't have all of the cannabinoids that marijuana has. It only has THC, which is one of the active ingredients in marijuana. According to some patients, several of the medicinal properties of the plant, such as its anti-nausea effects, are not nearly so prevalent in Marinol. In other words, there are sick patients who are getting very stoned off of federally approved Marinol, which is not the effect that they seek, all the while it's failing to address their symptoms. A reason a lot of patients smoke marijuana as opposed to swallowing it is to control dosage. It's harder to predict with digestion how strong the effects are going to be, as it depends on such factors as what food one has eaten. Studies reveal that even regular marijuana smokers are much likely to get much less likely to get lung cancer than cigarette smokers, and are actually no more likely to get it than the non-smoking population. So therefore, the studies have shown, as we pointed out in the past, that marijuana smokers have no increased cancer risk.
None.
There's just no studies out there.
I know it's smoked just like cigarette smoke, and you think that cigarette smoke gives you cancer, which in all likelihood it does. Well, that doesn't mean that just because cigarette smoke does, that marijuana smoke does.
It doesn't mean that all smoke is that way, and the cigarettes have all those chemicals in
it. Right, it's more the chemicals than it is the tobacco anyway.
And by the way, Mr. Gregory adds that new vaporization technology has enabled patients to inhale marijuana vapor without the undesired contents of smoke. I don't know if it's new technology, it's just not very popular yet. However, none of this should have to be even argued. The fact is, people have a human constitutional right to control their bodies. Self-medication is a Ninth Amendment right retained by the people, and since there's no enumerated power of the federal government to regulate drugs and medicine, the federal government certainly has no right overthrowing local marijuana laws and imposing its centralized authoritarianism in their place. With the latest disgrace of the Bay Area Pot Club raids, individual rights and federalism have once again been demolished by the DEA. If we're ever to restore anything resembling a working Bill of Rights, which the Ninth and Tenth Amendments are perhaps the crowning jewels, the DEA should be one of the first agencies to go. And I totally agree. And if we can't get back to the Bill of Rights, if this federal government continues to throw its weight around against the states and their own choosing, the people in those states and their decisions, I move closer to secession every day is the answer.
You know, 11 states, is it 11 states that have made medical
marijuana? At least 11, if not 12.
Made medical marijuana legal? 11 states. Who are these people to tell these states that,
I don't understand.
Who's the federal government to tell these states?
You tell me. 800-259-9231 to Brent in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Brent.
Hey.
Well, I have an issue with the term states' rights. As I'm sure both of you realize, states don't actually have rights.
Thank you. But I guess it's when you're talking about states' rights, you're talking about their rights, I guess. You know what? You're right. There's no such thing as states' rights. But under the auspices of the federal government, the states were supposed to be able to make decisions on their own. The people in those states were supposed to be able to make their decisions, if you believe in this whole electoral process and all that.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's important, especially for, you know, whatever new listeners may be listening each night, to make sure that your language is very clear.
Thank you. You're right. Only individuals have rights, because states are not entities. They cannot make decisions.
Because that's a setup for a lot of that can be a setup for a lot of really bad. You know, the state has a right to, I don't know, make sure that its Medicare costs stay down so no riding motorcycles or something like that. You know, I mean, that can lead down a very bad road.
Great point. But, thank you for bringing us there. What else is on your mind?
Well, one thing, this is a little bit tinfoil hat for my taste, but also it's kind of interesting that the United States seems very interested in keeping drugs illegal in the United States as well as around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, there's not really a lot of good reasons for that other than their own trade in drugs. You know, I mean, there have been a few instances where it's been discovered that the CIA was dealing in this or dealing in that, you know,
right,
to make money so that they could spend money without having it on the books, so that they could do things illegally without having to, you know, basically ask Congress for money for things that they
didn't want. Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that. And also, what you have to look at is the people who would really be against drug legalization. There's only three groups of people, as I see it. There's the group of ignoramuses that don't know any better, and I feel sorry for them. They don't know that the war on drugs is a failure. They don't know that the war on drugs is causing lots more problems than it's actually going to ever solve. These are the people that are just out of, they just don't have the information. Once they're given the information, hopefully they won't be ignoramuses anymore, and they'll come on our side and advocate for the end of the war on drugs. That's the first group. The second group are the drug lords, the guys who are in charge, the cartels, the guys that are moving hundreds of thousands of pounds of cocaine and marijuana and other drugs around the world. They sure as hell don't want the war on drugs to end, because there goes all their profits.
Right, it'll just blow their whole black market deal out of the water.
So they're the second group, and the third group are the law enforcers. They don't want the war on drugs to end. And again, there are some cops that do get it, law enforcement against prohibition, so I'm not trying to paint them all with the same brush. But the guys who are making money off of the war on drugs, the DEA, the drug units in your local police departments, these guys don't want the war on drugs to go away either, because where would their jobs go? What would happen?
Yeah.
We got kids to feed. We got kids to put through college, man. We need to have a war on drugs. And how would they get sweet, sweet bonuses like $100,000 in cash from busting a drug dealer? Just take that right off the table, put it in your pocket. No need to put that in the report. That sort of thing. So these guys are going to be against it, too. It's a sick bedfellows there, really.
I mean, there's just a huge industry around it.
Yeah. Well, and I also, I mean, I don't know how much the drug czar gets paid, for instance, on the books, but the president only gets, what, like $400,000 a year or something?
Less than that. The president?
I don't remember.
No, I thought it was something like that. Really?
They gave him a raise recently.
Okay,
it was $250,000 when I was in high school, but it's gone up since then.
I'll take your word for it.
I'm not sure exactly what. But, I mean, you know, so say the drug czar is getting $100,000 a year. That's nothing next to if he's getting kickbacks from some agency who's dealing in heroin.
Sure. Who knows,
like,
man?
Millions a year for that.
It's all speculation. It's very interesting, and thank you for the call, Brent. We appreciate it. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Drugs in America. It's time to legalize them all. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Great way to help support the show, considering we give you everything on our website for free. Unlike those other talk shows that want to charge you money for their site's access. We give it all away up front, but we do ask that you shop with us in return. You know, Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer with thousands upon thousands, if not, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of products. There's so much stuff there. There's 35 categories to shop in. Well, we've got a nice little agreement with the folks at Amazon. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and then after you enter through our website at amazon.freetalklive.com, anything you buy, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of the sale. So you're going to buy the stuff anyway. You're going to do online shopping. This is one more reason to get your shopping done online. You already know that Amazon's got great prices. You already know that they've got great free Super Saver shipping deals on many of their products. So there's plenty of reasons to already be shopping with Amazon. This just gives you icing on the cake. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com, get everything from books to DVDs to accessories to office products, sporting goods, furniture, you name it. They pretty much got it delivered to your door. And feel good that you're helping Free Talk Live. Amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, Sean in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Sean.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hey, doing great. Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was listening about the war on drugs thing. And I think that, you know, I do agree with the different groups that you had mentioned, but yeah, I think you should add also that we have the pharmaceutical companies. You know, there's a million pharmaceuticals that are being sold that one marijuana joint would cure, you know?
Wait, you're suggesting, I had suggested there were three groups that were against legalizing drugs, and you're suggesting the fourth group is pharmaceutical companies?
And the fifth would be the government and the elites within government who don't do any work but need a lot of people underneath them that are working, and they need to have to be sharp, they have to be healthy, and they don't need to be stoned to the bone.
Understand your point. There's plenty of government workers that are stoned to the bone, as you put it. I've known them personally. Plenty of government workers that are getting high at work right now. I don't think that counts as a fifth group. And as far as the fourth group, the pharmaceutical companies, they could absolutely...
Not the people that are getting stoned. The elite people that do not do work, that need to have people that work for them.
Uh-huh. I don't see I don't see what the point there is. These individuals are already getting high.
If you only are making your money from bonds, you're one of the 1% of the people that own 85% of the country that haven't had anybody work in their family for three or four generations. You need a lot of people out there flipping burgers so that they can still be making their big money.
Okay.
What's that have to do with drug legalization, though? I just don't quite understand.
No, it's to keep the, I'm talking the... about the people that do not want drug legalization.
Right. What's their rationale?
Okay. You keep it illegal. You keep them under the radar.
Yeah, you're breaking up now, but thank you for the call. We do appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. I don't get it. What?
I didn't quite get it either.
He's suggesting that because drugs are illegal.
Well, how about this? Essentially, you know, they control the drugs, so therefore they control the people that are addicted to them, the people that are hampered by them.
That wasn't the message I was getting.
I'm positing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you can keep people dumbed down and docile, then you can control them better than if they were sharper.
Yeah, but he was suggesting that they're sharp now, and if we were to legalize drugs, they'd be less sharp.
No.
No?
The elite is sharp.
Right.
The burger flippers are dumb. Okay?
Right.
Now, if the dumb people have the opportunity to get smart, which we don't want them to because we're sharp and we control them, we have to make sure they stay dumb.
Uh-huh.
So let's give them some drugs.
I don't get it. They've already got the drugs. What's that have to do with legalization? I still don't get it. He said keep what?
Keep. He wants to keep the drugs illegal.
Oh, okay.
They want to keep it. They already have the drugs because we're keeping it.
Got it. Also, I want to jump back to what he said about the pharmaceutical companies. I don't know if that's necessarily true. I mean,
The pharmaceutical companies.
They could make money off of this stuff. The pharmaceutical companies could pick up manufacturing MDMA and LSD and other products like that, and they could very easily make money on that. Why wouldn't they want to do that?
Yeah, but they couldn't make any money on marijuana.
And they wouldn't be able to copyright them, I guess, or patent them. But still, there's still plenty of people that are selling aspirin and making plenty of money on that.
Yeah, but not as much.
There's plenty of aspirin for sale out there. They must be making some money on
it. But you're not making a lot of money on it.
Well, you're not making drug war profits. You're not making illegal profits. Of course, you can't expect to continue making those profits on the legal market. But on a volume level of the amount of aspirin being sold, you better believe they're making enough money to make it worthwhile.
Merck doesn't care anything about aspirin sales, okay? Merck cares about sales of Lipitor.
Somebody's making aspirin. I don't know who it is, if it's Merck.
Right. But they're not the drug companies.
I see. Well, there's some company that manufactures drugs
No clout. I mean, Bayer manufactures aspirin probably out of just obligation. And that's it.
Well, maybe they're manufacturing it out of consumer demand for aspirin. Hello?
No.
People want to buy aspirin.
People, look, have you looked at what aspirin costs?
99 cents a bottle.
Right.
But it probably only costs the store 50 cents.
It probably only
costs the manufacturer 10 cents.
Sure.
But on a volume level, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars in profits.
But they make their money on Lipitor and
Cialis.
You
don't have to tell me that. I understand. But it's obviously worth their while, Mark. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jay in California.
Paperclips, too.
You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Jay. You're listening on an FM station out there in California, which is one I wasn't aware of. But we're happy to know you're out there.
Yeah, 87.9 FM, Radio Free Gilroy. How you doing?
Radio Free Gilroy. Awesome. Well, we're glad we're on the station, and we're doing great. What's on your mind?
Got a problem. You know, you got here last week... the feds, they busted up some marijuana clinics.
Yep, that's what we've been talking about.
You know, we, the sovereign citizens of California, voted amendment to allow people for medicinal reasons to have access to marijuana. There's a lot of sick people out there. I don't use marijuana. I don't need it. But still, there's a lot of sick people out there whose lives are much better from using it. And when the sheriff of the county of San Francisco allows the feds to come in and do that, he has the authority to push the feds out. I need your advice. What should we do?
I think that's a great point. I think that if the elected people there in California had any cojones whatsoever, they would absolutely stand up against the federal agents and they would say, you know what, we're going to pass a resolution to protect the citizens here of California. We're going to pass a resolution that says the DEA is no longer allowed in the city of Oakland or the city of San Francisco or the state of California. Ban those suckers from coming into the state and let them know that if a DEA agent comes into the state of California, then they're going to be arrested. and they're going to be charged, and they're going to be thrown into prison. I think that's the solution.
Should I go ahead and contact the sheriff in San Francisco and call him on it?
You can do that, and a bunch of other people can do it, and rally around it and demand it. Of course, the other side of that is, well, somebody could make the argument, well, we need the DEA to enforce the other laws on drugs. Because the problem is, you guys only have medical marijuana. You haven't legalized all drugs. So somebody could easily throw out that excuse and say, well, we still need the DEA. You can't ban them from the state. It's not going to be an easy fight, but it seems to be the only option at this point, because they're the ones coming in, raining on the parade.
Well, actually, they're part of most of the drugs that come into the United States. They're behind it. They sanction it. It's all bribe. 500 metric tons of cocaine comes into the country every year. And believe me, that's $43 billion a year. And that's a $12 or $13 billion a year, clip that they get. It's all
absolutely
all regulated.
They're paid off. Not just the DEA, the Border Patrol. Everybody gets paid off. And they just look the other way as the drugs come in. Not that I have a problem with it, whatever. I mean, there's no way you can stop it. You're always going to be bribing people and paying people, and DEA agents are going to be working with some drug cartels and targeting the competing cartels and taking them out and making it safer for their favored drug cartels. There's all kinds of crap that goes on behind the scenes.
Sure.
Well, Afghanistan, when the Taliban, when they kicked their ass out of Afghanistan, they lowered the production of opium to absolutely zero. When we took it over, it went up 500%.
Yep, that's right. Poppy production, opium production in Afghanistan is way above where it used to be at this point, as I understand it.
Right. That's what I've read. Yep. Everything I've read, too.
Thanks for the call, Jay. We really appreciate hearing from you. Call us again sometime, man. Thank you. 800-259-9231.
So is that the supposition that we are somehow, the United States government is somehow involved in the production of poppy plants?
I don't know. Or it could just simply be that we're looking the other way again, or taking more bribes, or whatever.
They're bad at this.
It's just crazy. And who knows what's going on over there?
I certainly don't.
It's all speculation, but you know that there's something going on behind the scenes with this war on drugs. People are getting paid off. Government bureaucrats are benefiting. Because if they weren't benefiting from it, they wouldn't want to continue it. More on the way, because it's in the face of the opposition of most people. Hour 3 is coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.